DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubba-lubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Fire and fury!
Holy shit.
Fire
and
fury.
Fury.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Shit just got real.
Has anyone seen the book? By the way, welcome to Not Another Podcast. I am James.
Yeah, we are people.
I'm Dan.
Simple people.
I am human.
I am a meat popsicle.
Pickle it!
Oh, damn it. And so yeah. Far, Samantha's got the title of the episode. It's our first one in like a month.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Dan's been dominating the podcast title.
That's not fair. It's only been you and I the last couple of shows, so you know.
Well, whenever Jim comes on, it's almost a guarantee he's going to name it at some point.
Yeah, step up your game, Jim.
Well, I always get the early name, and then someone steals it from me by the end of the episode. So I'm like, I just have to maintain.
I can't believe that naming the episode has become such a competition.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
That's going to be the name of the show. It's fuck you. Not another podcast episode like 493. Fuck you.
Well, when we get to 493, guaranteed, Jim, it'll be called fuck you.
Oh, shit.
We haven't even broken 200 yet.
Really?
I know. It's weird. We just put up, last week, we put up episode 169.
Ooh.
Although,
so
Jim...
169 hours of your life that you've wasted a fucking way.
Burned it right to the ground.
If someone listens to it, I mean, that's the bigger problem.
We did get 3 new likes this week on our Facebook page.
Nice! Yeah.
So we are now up to 3.
3!
Yeah!
I love how Samantha just takes a minute to be like, you know what, we do have a few listeners, but let's ask them, what the fuck is wrong with you for listening to us?
We know what's wrong with us.
Yeah, we're well aware.
Because I'm your friend.
We share because we care.
You just turn to the person to your left and shot them in the face. You're just like, fuck you. For being on my side.
Jim, really pushing for that fuck you title.
Maybe if I say it enough times.
Around the corner.
We are not calling this episode fuck you.
Not yet.
Fuck you.
Episode 493.
Not with that attitude.
Look, Dan pounded it last week with whiny little bitch. I'm not allowing it to happen again this week.
Yeah, I drilled it right into the floor, whiny little bitch.
I think Dan pounded it might be a good title for this show.
Dan pounds. Hell yeah.
We just have a talk, name the show for like a full hour.
I was just gonna ask, is that what the episode's gonna be about? Just trying to fucking gonna get the title of the episode? Mm-hmm.
Fire and Fury and fuck you.
Fire and Fury and fuck you. Well,
you guys do realize that I'm the final gatekeeper of the title of the episode.
No, it's the asylum, and we're just running this shit, okay? It's not like power or control or leverage in any kind of fucking way. But
fine. I will send you guys the files. You can edit it.
Maybe I will. Fuck you.
Should start a counter. Just
that really sounded confident, Samantha.
You.
Challenge accepted? Question mark.
on Jim's behalf, challenge accepted. I'm not kidding.
At question mark.
Oh, you got on this boat now. Come on, Samantha. Come on, start rowing.
start getting together marketing and advertising so I can present to people so they can spend their annual budget on advertising with us. So I've got enough going.
Excuses are like assholes.
I have to make actual money.
Touche. Touche.
And assholes.
That's the title of the episode. I have to make real money.
Nice.
Hashtag fuck you. Samantha is the successful one.
Just work it.
Hold on. Samantha has... Yeah. Well, I mean, still, I mean, you have, you know, you've made some strides. And James also, as of today, let it leak or seep out or, you know, ejaculate for himself that he's also now a successful radio personality on the afternoons at KPM. Is that correct?
I am now the board op / producer for Afternoon Northwest, yes. A fantastic show, and not because I'm involved. Trust me, it has nothing to do with me.
Bias opinion.
Two really great guys who have really got their finger on the pulse of what's happening, not just around the Pacific Northwest, but around the country. I am just lucky enough to run the board and make sure they're on the air. But if we're going to talk about that, I will say that this comes at the end of probably the most stressful 2.5 months in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim, you can relate to this because you were in this boat with me... 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Station sold.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Didn't know if I was going to have a job or not.
Every single fucking day you walk in and you're just like, is today going to be the day? Let's go drinking.
Yeah, it was pretty much that. It was there was no hard date for the actual sale, but there was like pretty much like, hey, when the sale goes through, everyone is out of job.
Yeah.
But another company, and I'm not going to mention anything more than this because, like Samantha, I learned in Montana to keep work and podcast separate.
Yep. But they deserved all the bullshit.
Oh, absolutely. But my new company does not. They're a fantastic company. What I've seen so far, I like everyone I've worked with. They've been very welcoming, very accommodating. I could not be happier at this point. I have never worked as hard in radio as I have the last week.
Do you really work hard in radio, though?
Jim, do you want to answer that?
Where's the title of the show, Jim? Come on.
Fuck you with both. I mean, whatever direction that you want. Fuck, yes, we do. Yes, fucking do. And not only that, we've got bullshit like you have no fucking clue.
See? We can fill the show up with just Jim ranting.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going for.
Right?
Because I'm losing my voice, so the
right?
more everyone
that's
else
why
talks.
I was trying to make him to come on.
No, but Jim, both Jim and Samantha know that, I mean, there's tons of prep time. There's dealing with, you know, all kinds of different egos and personalities and that's just in the radio station. Then when you're doing a talk show, you're dealing with egos and personalities of people you're trying to get on the air to help pad out your show so you can talk less.
How many people in the line right now got called on the carpet by Art fucking Alexakis? Anybody? Oh, just me? Then fuck you all then. Yeah, the lead singer of fucking Everclear balled me the fuck out because, well, we got in here a little too early and, you know, yada, yada, yada.
Well, in all fairness, you know, fuck Everclear.
I feel like I'm opening wounds.
Just ripping them open.
And then just dumping shit tons of salt and alcohol right in the wounds.
Yeah.
I love assuming that they actually heal because they don't. Because they're just always
dead. Do you need a hug, Jim?
Be careful of his raccoon wounds.
Fuck you.
Well, you guys want to know something fun that's not radio? Related, and this came up on my Facebook and probably Jim's too. Jim and I have been friends on Facebook for, what did it say, 5 years?
Somewhere
and we've never met in person.
It's the weirdest thing.
It's the best
so
way
it's
to
the
do
typical
it.
Facebook story.
Right, yeah.
Well, I mean, not going to lie and not say that I don't have like a hair doll of Samantha that I've, you know, made so that I can, you know, nuzzle up against it.
Out of twigs and old yarn.
My boyfriend's been sending him like hair from my brush, you know?
I sent him your fingernails, so.
Yeah.
Here's some nail clippings. Got them while she was sleeping.
I took these out of the murder house she lived in Montana.
I'm going to send you nail clippings. Name of the show. I'm going to send you mail.
I'm going to hold you to that because I have a weird thing about nails. And I don't know.
Do you like to bend them too?
He likes to stick them in orifices.
Got to bend them
first. Do you
remember
what Samantha's original title for the show was going to be? We've gone through so many of them.
Yeah, Pickle Rick.
Okay. Well,
See, they remembered. That means it wins.
Well, it also means we're listening to you.
The one that wins so far is I've Got to Make Real Money.
Yeah.
Yeah, we may get sued by Adult Swim, but that's
real close to I'm gonna send you nail clippings.
Right.
Saying
again, all three Samanthas.
Yeah.
I was just gonna see how long that pause could go.
I was just like, let's just see this one.
Quality listening material here, ladies and gentlemen. Quality listening material.
I think I might call the episode "That Pause Is Not Awkward Enough."
This moment of silence brought to you by Samantha's nail clippings.
Awkward.
Bendy.
So what has everyone been up to since?
Let's all go to the lobby.
Hey, I've got a question. I'm gonna continue off an episode that Dan and I did when no one else was available.
Yeah, because y'all suck.
Oh no.
And I'm going to point this out to people. If you haven't listened to it already, please take a listen to the episode Coming and Going. It is the new friction method. It really is that good.
That's a bold fucking statement.
Obviously, Jim has not listened to it.
He has not listened to it yet.
Well, I mean, unless I can hear my own voice and jerk off to it in the mirror. I mean, there's no real reason.
While listening to Wild Horses, or Goodbye Horses.
Just do me a favor, Jim. When you listen to it, just imagine all those pictures of meat I sent you. That should give you enough.
God. Can you guys give me like 15 minutes real quick while I just like, you know,
brush your teeth?
You gotta get it recorded.
And takes you 15 minutes?
Damn, yeah. If you're gonna do it, Jim, it's not like you've never done it in front of an audience before.
Oh.
Yeah, but you guys are paying. That's the thing. It's like I'm gonna pull out the one-eyed trouser snake. I mean, it'd be nice if I can get a little, some of them.
Well, some.
So, what was the name of the episode?
The episode was called Coming and Going, and it all started with a simple question. If you could have any stupid, lame superpower, what would it be? Samantha, let's start with you.
What's the guidelines for a lame superpower?
It just has to be lame and useless and really benefits you. And no, although ours did benefit us. Yeah,
really
we found
did
a way.
Benefit us. But
I mean,
we
mostly
found a loophole.
Benefited other people, but...
True.
We figured a way that we could monetize it and...
Turn it into just liquid gold.
Literally.
Which was a close second for
sticky,
the title of that episode.
Sticky liquid gold.
I don't like that at all.
It was delicious. In all the wrong ways.
Velveeta.
Well, after it congeals, yeah.
Right? Those poor roadies.
Someone's got to mop it up.
Jokes. Stupid power.
So, I want to find out yours before we revisit with Dan and I, because it's really worth a revisit.
So, I'm trying to think of something nap-related, because I really like napping. like right now, both of my dogs are sleeping on me, and I have two blankets on me because they each like to be under a blanket. And I would like nothing more than just to fall asleep right now.
Catatonic girl.
So narcoleptic.
Yes!
Narcoleptic girl.
Now I'm up.
Sleep anywhere. Thank you, Navy.
But doesn't that kind of benefit you?
It does.
Rested.
It does. But it also doesn't help anybody else, because if a crime is happening outside my window, I'm going to sleep through it.
Stop or I'll...
Not, stop or I'll not care. I'll, whatever.
I'll deal with it in the morning.
If you're still here.
Just hang out for a bit. I'm... Fuck it, whatever.
Or it could be something like menstrual woman, and I just make sure everyone always has a tampon or
period?
Something.
Period?
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say,
okay,
it's
see,
like...
That's closer,
that's a
stupid... Yeah.
Making sure every woman you cross has their cycle on the exact day.
No, I'm going to switch it up a little bit.
Oh.
Anyone who pisses her off, she can give...
Menstrual cramps?
Make them have...
Menstrual cramps, too.
Yeah. Mm. Like the worst kind.
It's called menstruating.
Female problems start with men. Fear. But no, I like that. I like menstruation girl. You piss me off, I'm gonna make sure you have your period cramps.
No, you have to have a cooler name. Menstrata.
Oh.
Supervillain.
Exactly.
Well, come on. Well, get away.
You know you ain't using those powers for good.
Yeah, definitely not.
Dude, she
from the darkest jungles. From the darkest jungles of Ecuador, she was bitten by a chupacabra on her monthly, excursion.
Her monthly
now,
excursion.
To give anyone bloating. Sense of like irrational thought to bleed for whatever fucking reason to the level of her own satisfaction.
Can you imagine some woman cuts in front of her like in traffic or something and she just uses her powers of menstruata? Just a woman pulls over and she's crying and just blood is pouring out of her car.
On the ground. Oh, God.
It's like the scene in The Shining.
Yeah. Samantha drives by. That's what you get, bitch!
It hurts so bad! I don't know.
In a van, shaking his head, just like, nope.
Someone at work pisses her off, gives her, extra work on a Friday night. Ah! Oh my God! Doubles over with cramps, and it's just like, water breaking, like, this is the levee breaks, and just this, a waterfall of blood.
The person that the office, it's like, I haven't had a period in years. I'm all tied up.
No, you're not.
Not anymore, bitch.
No, that'd be the worst because sand just comes out.
You have to have Menstrata brings the red river. She's already experienced, what is that when you no longer get your period?
Menopause.
Yeah.
Menopause.
Menstrata versus menopause.
Menopause. I'm immune to your powers, Menstrata.
That's what you think.
Sounds like a cheesy-ass comic book that I would read.
I would read that.
Yeah, I was gonna say, are we going to create a graphic novel? Because I feel like this could be a thing.
It's graphic on multiple already. Reasons.
Yeah,
you just add novel to the end of it, and we're legit.
Right?
Yeah. Well... Legit with air quotes.
Too legit.
Mm-hmm. Running low on red.
Okay, so we have Menstrata. Jim, can you top that?
Fuck no.
Bring the pain, bro.
Emphasis on pain.
What are we going to do? Okay.
I don't know. Menstrata is almost better than ours.
In name. Pretty sure our power's a lot more enjoyable.
Well, for many.
Yeah, exactly.
A selected few won't like it.
That one, not so much.
Samantha's idea is better about 7 to 8 days out of the month, but the rest of the time, good.
3 to 5, thank you.
It's a heavy
The first 3 days. The first 3 days, man.
Wow.
So your alt ego, because I mean, you always had to have one, would be like Aunt Flo. Like, that's your name. And, like, you know, no one realizes until it's too late that you're actually Menstruata. They're wreak havoc. And
is it bad I'm trying to picture costume. A costume?
Right? I was just thinking the same thing. It's
my
like...
costume's all white with just, like, red spotting.
I was thinking like Captain Marvel, but white on top with red from the waist down.
She's just wrapped in bloody gauze.
Cotton squab, you know, horns on
for
her.
Horns, yeah. The occasional string hanging off.
My nails held together with tampon strings.
One of the powers that Menstruata has is she can tie you up in those strings. Yeah, sort of like immobilize you temporarily. Right?
Okay, this lame superpower actually became like the greatest graphic novel that will never sell. What's this, Menstruata? Page one. Oh, not buying this shit.
I'm certain the internet has a love for it, I'm sure.
Absolutely. There's an audience for everything.
Yep.
It sells really well in Germany.
All right.
That's fine. All the same.
Real money, so right, Samantha?
Real money. I can quit my day job.
Samantha, I can't hear you through the giant orchard of fucks you're not giving about. She's like, I don't give a shit.
I don't care.
I will sell the fuck out right now.
I don't care who buys it.
I want to know.
For it.
I really want to know Jim's lame superpower. I really want him to follow this.
Okay, yeah, let's focus on Jim.
Come on, buddy.
Stalling for time is what I'm trying to do here.
Look, if you don't hurry up, Menstruata's going to give you the worst 7 days of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You helped me with mine. I came up, my first one was stupid. So just first thing that comes to your mind, and then we'll just jump from there.
Okay. Midlife crisis boy. No? All right. That's I'll just pull the trigger on that one. I just put the barrel.
Fuck you.
Well, come up with the power first, and then we'll come up with a name.
Yeah, jeez. There's an order to this. Fuck.
I just played this fucking game I just heard about 3 minutes ago.
Power first, then backstory.
Yeah, yeah. We have to have something to build on here, okay, dude.
Some power. Let's see here.
Laughter at inappropriate moments.
Fuck you, boy.
That sounds dirty.
As well, I mean...
Fuck you, boy.
I was bitten on a full moon in front of a porn store by a homeless gentleman, and so, like, now I'm just like, you know, I have the power, I'm like the daywalker. I've got all the powers of a sex offender, and, like, they don't have to be, you know, charged or anything like that.
You don't have to visit your neighbors?
This is so bad, I think we need to get off this one.
That's okay, buddy.
My superpower is I'm a pedophile.
No, okay, no. Laughter at inappropriate moments. Like, if he's mad at someone, he can just, like, wiggle his fingers or tell the dumbest joke or, like, something like telekinetic. And the person goes into giggle fits at the worst possible time. They get people fired, get people in trouble.
That's not a bad idea, actually. Yeah, I'm like Jean Grey, only, like, a shitty open mic comic.
Yeah.
I think I know where she's going with this. So say for instance, you're at your job and someone has pissed you off and they have to go in front of the boss for something and get reprimanded or something, and you just through your powers of manipulation make them start laughing, or even better, make them start saying just the worst heinous shit.
Ooh, yeah.
They just make uncomfortable jokes the whole time until the person gets pissed off. Like, you can end, and then they go home, like, man, I lost my job. And then you do the same thing with their girlfriend or boyfriend, and then they get dumped. So, like, you just ruin their whole day.
It's like Bruce Almighty. Like, you can take control of their brain and speak through them.
Mm-hmm. However.
Actually, my name would be Chuckle Monkey.
Well, my original thought was, you guys all took it to kind of like a manipulative, you know, destroy your enemy at work. My first thought was, how funny would it be to make the guy in the stall next to you in the shitter start busting out laughing as hard as he could to mask your farts? Again, stupid.
I'm not hating this idea.
Right?
Somewhere Stanley is jerking off listening to that. That's not a bad idea.
Excelsior!
Yay!
Someone get Marvel on the phone. I gotta make a fucking movie out of this.
I think Dark Horse Comics is more our speed.
Probably. Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. Definitely from Instrata.
Mm-hmm.
Emphasis on dark.
Dark.
Every time I hear that name, I think of Eric Estrada for some reason. So, like, I don't know.
Wrapped
why,
in
like,
bloody gauze.
It's Menstrada or Nada.
You say Menstrada, you know what I think of? Vagina Dentata!
I love that movie. That's a great movie. That's a great
that
movie.
That was the first... Oh my God. That was the first movie commentary Samantha and I did together was Teeth, and it was hilarious.
It's the best. That's what got me hooked on podcasting. I was like, okay, all right.
I get it now.
So this is what you guys do? You just sit and watch horrible movies about women with teeth in their vagina and then make fun of it? Okay.
I'm surprised. There's lots of them.
How do you do it, Jim?
I really am a gateway drug for podcasting.
Too true.
It's great,
too true.
Though. I love it.
Somewhere there'll be like a after-school specials about like don't hang out with James because he'll get you in the podcast.
The more you know.
The first two episodes are free. After that, you're hooked. You're mine.
You're in the show.
Goes over James's head.
Come on, James. I just need to be on one more podcast. I don't
Come
know,
on,
man.
Come on.
There's his superpower.
No.
All right. So Jim's power. And he's called Chuckle Monkey. He'll make people go into giggle fits whenever he wants.
See, I still like being able to take over people's speech. Well, and.
But isn't that just straight up telekinesis? You know, that word.
No, that would be psychokinesis. Telekinesis is... That's no, fair. Psychokinesis is lifting stuff. Yes. Telekinesis is mental. But...
God.
But if you could actually speak through that person...
Hmm.
I mean,
that's some demon level shit right there. That is possession.
It'd
well,
be fun.
Jim is nothing if not a demon.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You finally
yeah.
said what we've been all been thinking all these years. Pretty much the truth.
You demon piece of shit.
Fuck
Damn
you.
Dean, get him.
Easy, Menstrata. Back off.
Okay, that is the name of the episode right there. Easy, Menstrata. Back off.
Nice.
Damn it.
Well done, Jim.
It was a team effort. And Samantha, you can...
Jim, just take the win. Just take the win, buddy.
Okay. It's an honor just to be nominated, really.
The Gold Globes were yesterday, so that's a lot of people had that going through their head.
Menstrata?
It's an honor just to be nominated.
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
By Menstrata.
By Menstrata.
Wasn't that a jingle back in the 80s? By Menstrata.
Yes. Oh,
no. Oh.
You people are broken.
Yeah.
In all the right ways.
That's okay.
We're all here because we're not all there.
Yeah.
So, Dan and I actually, we combined powers.
We did.
And I'm going to let Dan tell it because... He got real scientific with it.
Well, you know, with any discussion, you have to, you know, evaluate all the positives and negatives. And what we came up with, because James asked me the same question, and I decided I was going to steal the superpower from Orgasmo. But rather than having a ray gun, I would just be able to shoot a wave off of me and hit a large mass of people, and they would all get hit simultaneously. And James and I took this to a very fun place because we were like, holy shit, if we were up on stage, we could get an entire crowd off at any moment during the song we wanted. We'd be famous. And James
people
is...
People would pay serious money. Like,
well, just,
right?
You know, to... Imagine, Jim, if you will, someone coming... No pun intended. Someone telling you about this great band they saw and going, dude, I came. Seriously, that's how good they were.
I'll bet you $50 you will come in your pants. You cannot avoid it. I guarantee it.
You'd want to go see the band, right?
You'd have to go see the band. You'd be like, nuh-uh. And that's what we were banking on.
Was it PCU? Everybody gets laid? Everyone gets laid.
Well, I took it to kind of a fun thing. Jim, you've been to a Slipknot show?
No, I have not.
You've been to a rock fest where they played, so I know you've been to a Slipknot show.
I was doing a lot of work, Bobs, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Ow. There's a point in a Slipknot show where they get everyone to kind of kneel down, and all at once, everyone jumps up. And it's really a sight to behold. I took it to another level where we get everyone to kneel down, and when they jump up, we use our superpower. No one is landing on their feet.
Everyone falls in a wonderful scream
big
of joygasm.
Big sweaty, spent pile.
Yeah. God, it'd be wonderful.
So, t-shirts, you would sell like towels?
Yes,
we had talked about that. Underwear with our logo on it, condoms with our name tattooed on the side of it.
Wet naps.
Definitely. With a ring of gold.
Right?
Well, and we figured it out, too, that each of us gets...
Three.
So, in a two-hour set...
We're hitting people six times, at least.
Well, the big thing is we waited until the encore, and
that's
both
right.
hit them at the same time, so it's like double.
So, yeah. I don't know if people would come back, or they'd be like, no, I need to wait for them to come back next year.
See what
you did there. No, there's going to be nymphomaniacs following us every town.
And then we decided part of the analyzing. I was like, God, what a mess. After a show, like an arena show, getting the entire arena off, at least...
There's some serious cleanup involved.
Yeah. 5 to 6 times. That's a mess.
The people that work at the Rose Garden are just like, fuck these guys.
Well, we figured it out. Like, we're going to have to give a bonus to the roadies who mop up.
Yeah, who squeegee.
Because we can't break down the equipment until there's a clear mopped path.
I wasn't going to drive amp boxes over, sludge.
Well, I would assume because there is, a possible health issue. I mean, if you had roadies that were coming all the fucking time, they'd be dehydrated.
No, it's not our roadies.
No, the roadies stay backstage.
We
figured out there
is kind of a conical...
shape
from the point of activity. Dude, we spent an hour on this, okay?
We did.
Check out the episode.
It will simplify so much if you listen to it and you just be like, oh, okay, I see what
okay,
they're talking about.
I see
yeah,
where
no,
they're...
okay, I get it now. Because, I actually had to listen to it again, and I told you about this, but it was a matter of I challenged myself to not even smirk. I was at work listening to this on my headphones, and I was like, no, I need to just listen to it and hear what it...
Well, it
halfway
just,
through, is, no, I was
it,
laughing.
It just hit me now. We didn't take into account the people working the sound booth.
Well, no, you would have Unix.
Well, if we're fortunate enough, we can put them off to the side of the stage. They will be out of harm's way.
Yeah, but generally the best concerts are
yeah,
from
I know.
The light and sound booth is... pretty
in
much
middle.
In front of the stage,
yeah.
So they can see what's going on. So, I don't know.
Is it really harm's way? Is
they're just
really
going to get hit.
Well, no, but I mean, it's going to make it difficult. Like, we might have to tell them.
At least warn them. We're really good at this music thing. Just trust us.
Give them a signal to duck and cover, I guess.
Or whip it out and put it in a can or something so they don't mess themselves and just know that it's coming and get back to work.
Or maybe we have like alternates out of harm's way so they can run in and take over.
Change the horn. You all right? No, fuck.
We just cycle them.
Just like the tennis ball collectors,
Cigarettes.
Oh, and that was another thing we were going to sell at the merch table. Cigarettes. Because,
But there's another...
taking that to a crime-fighting, level.
Stop with that TV!
That could cause serious injury.
TV's damaged. But...
TV fall on them.
Then you're getting sued, yeah.
Right.
No,
then you just walk away. Well, and there was a second level to this. You see, James had come up with a stupid power prior to this.
Yeah, there's a second level. And that is, and this one is actually targeted to single individuals, whereas the Orgasmo power
was a broad spectrum shot.
This is targeted to a single. And that's making someone just shit themselves.
Mm-hmm. Now, could you imagine?
We figured, again, keeping it in the context of being a band, say you're opening for an act that you just don't like, you make the lead singer shit themselves and see how good they are, because do they end the set or do they just plow through?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Fergie peed herself and she kept going, so there you go.
Yeah, it's very true.
That's very true.
I would say make the...
And
but,
the other question
peeing
was,
yourself is one thing. Shitting yourself is completely
Yeah, when
different.
You got saggy drawers, it's kind of hard to focus. But on top of that, we thought about if we really didn't like them, we were going to hit them with both powers. Just because it would be funny. Because they wouldn't know if they were coming or going.
Hence the coming and going.
I was going to say, it wouldn't know if they're coming or going. Yeah.
Again, Till Lindemann from Rammstein probably would appreciate both. Yeah. Even in the middle of the set.
Yeah. He'd become a monkey and just fling it.
He would just look at us like...
Oh, Stanley does it now, so...
Well, yeah. Could you imagine Menstrata being at our show after we've done all this? Just the puddles of blood and cum shit everywhere. I gotta be honest with you, the smell...
It's a fucking G.G. Allen show is what it is.
See, if you're really quiet right now, you can actually hear the sound of Maynard James Keenan jerking off slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we all be?
Oh, he would appreciate that.
46-2 are just ahead of me.
So yes, that was our stupid superpower that was really in depth. Put a lot of thought into it.
Oh, we got really crazy stupid with it.
Yeah, and even off air,
much
we
Friction
spent all
Method, where we started off innocuous and then it just became a whole thing.
Uh-huh. Now, mind you, this whole show started off with me asking James, like, you know, what if questions, like, you know, if you could only see one concert and it would be the last concert you would ever see, who were your three headliners, living or dead, didn't matter. And I'm going to go ahead and pose it to you guys, because it's fun.
And then
Queen,
I've got one.
Definitely one of them.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice.
If I could ever, you know, manage to see Freddie Mercury perform, I mean, I think that would be like a religious fucking experience.
Hell yeah.
He'd be coming and going.
Yes, well, I'd be coming.
yes, he would. All right.
That's who I was referring to.
So that's one headliner. Who's your other two?
Let's see here. Metallica.
That's fair.
Which, I mean, I still, to this day, I kick my fucking self, like, with both feet, whenever I think about this. When they were at the Rose Garden, and I was back on the air with Marconi, we got a chance to introduce them on stage at the Rose Garden. Like, we got to go down to the bowels of the Rose Garden and come out onto, like, the main floor, and it was like walking into the fucking Greek Colosseum. Like, there was just columns of people everywhere you looked. And we got on stage, and they gave us mics, and, like, we got, like, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, Metallica, and, like, fuck you, get off the stage, badasses. We're here to rock, fuck you. And there was a lucky listener that got a chance to interview Lars, and it was the single...
Were they really lucky?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was actually... Yeah. Lars was very respectful, he was really nice, answered all her questions. She brought her son with her, and he just texted the whole fucking time. I'm sitting there, I'm just like, do you have any fucking clue? You piece of shit? Like, I want to grab him and shake him. Be like, motherfucker, this is one of the four horses of the goddamn apocalypse. You're just going to sit there and fucking, like, you know, tweet to your buddies, like, yeah, guess where I'm at right now, blah, blah, blah. Like, fuck you, be in the moment.
Fuck you.
But the recorder that we had her using and the backup recorder that Marconi had, they both ran out of power halfway through the interview.
Oh, no.
It was like, it was really good, because this woman loved Metallica as the day is long, so she knew every last little question. She was asking stuff that I could tell Lars had never been asked before, And he genuinely was enjoying himself. They actually, it was only supposed to be like 20 minutes. It ended up being like 45 because he was having such a good time.
Nice.
And he thought, and she's just like, yeah, can I get a copy of this? Like, sure. Yeah. Well, we'll send it. It'd be a very small file, but we'll send it to you. And then I ended up leaving early before the show started because my fucking girlfriend at the time was having a Halloween party and I wanted to be a good boyfriend, so I just fucking left.
No, I'm sorry. Girlfriend or Metallica? Metallica always wins.
Yeah. Sorry.
Very true. Well, live and learn for the most part. Okay, so I got Queen, Metallica, and, oh, without doubt, Pantera.
Nice.
Like, original lineup, Pantera. Yeah.
Okay, Jim?
Wait, are you talking original, like power metal original, or are we talking Cowboys from Hell original?
Original. But Phil Anselmo, pre-asshole, fucking, oh, my back hurts, I'm
so Cowboys. Vulgar display of power.
Yeah.
Vulgar display of power, that tour.
It's funny, because I said the exact same thing.
and I said, saw him twice on that tour.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
One of them at the Roseland.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, it was awesome. But I'm going to say to you, Jim, fuck you because you didn't pick Sabotage.
Oh, can I have a fourth?
No.
No.
Well.
These fantasy games have to have rules, Jim. They have to have rules.
Samantha, three headliners.
God, well, I'm looking through, like, my Pandora right now as to, like, I'm looking through, like, my ultimate faves songs and stuff. I'm like,
Again, this is the last show you will ever see.
Well, last three shows.
No, it's one show with three headliners. It's going to be an amazing fucking day, basically.
Like that Stephen King short story, you know, they have a hell of a band.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Am I the old Stephen King? Now, I was so sad when Korn and Rob Zombie toured together and they came through here, I wasn't able to get tickets. Yeah. So I was very sad. But, I do have, like, a new favorite band, and
is it Herkimer? Say it's Herkimer. Please say it's Herkimer.
Come on, say Herkimer, Sam. Make us feel better about ourselves.
The band is called Zombie Sam.
Fuck.
I wonder why you like them.
Oh.
Oh, come on. It has nothing to do with that.
Except that it has everything to do with that.
It has nothing to do with that. And they would have to close their set with my favorite song of theirs, which is A Hallow Tale. I listen to that song almost daily. It's ridiculous. Skillet and Theory of a Dead Man.
I would love to see Skillet live.
Fair enough.
Me too.
See, now that I'm thinking sorry, go ahead, Samantha.
Yes, I do like some of the mainstream rock and metal and stuff. I do like them a lot, but I listen to their music so often I don't feel the need to go to the concert. Like, if I'm doing last concert that I would ever see, three headliners, I would want to do something that I would have a least likely chance to see.
That's fair. Because we kind of went on that same route where it was like, we wanted to see bands that either A, we hadn't seen before, or bands we just loved so damn much we just couldn't help ourselves.
Yep. So yeah, I'm going with Zombie Sam, Skillet, and Theory of a Dead Man.
Fair enough.
Okay, I've got...
So now, like, I was going to say, I have now, you know, I'm thinking about it, like, those are all rock, you know, venues. Like, I would like to have like a last comedy show they could ever go and see. Fucking George Carlin, fucking chief among those. Yeah.
George Carlin, another Robin Williams. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
See, I posed another question to Dan after this, and I'm going to alter it because you guys, you're not musicians, but you both have aspirations for acting.
Yeah.
The question I posed for Dan was, if you could play guitar, because Dan is a guitar player, for any band, like their guitarist gets sick, they call you, and you could easily jump in, who would it be? For you guys, I'm going to pose the question, if you could replace any actor in any movie, Who would that actor be, and what would that movie be?
Good one.
And I'll pose that question to you too, Dan.
That's fair. I'm going to let them answer first so I can have a second to think about it.
Oh, yeah, so we don't get seconds to think about it?
Nope.
No. You get one, starting now. One. I'll make Jim go first this time.
I went first the last time. Fuck, Nugget.
Oh, did you?
Did you really?
Okay, I'll make Dan go first.
All right. Fuck.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
James can go first. Or James can go first, I mean. I know too many James. Change your names already.
Seriously?
No.
No.
It's you there, Ventata, or whatever the fuck your name
Menstrata.
Is.
Menstrata. Fuck.
Dude, you are going to be bleeding from places you didn't know you could bleed from later.
Well, fine. If I had to go first.
I don't know, Doctor. My sack just opened up.
Well, yeah. Okay, I'll jump on this thing.
Do it.
If we could, I would actually, and Dan was the one that actually kind of gave me a little bit of an idea for this. I would like to replace Robin Williams in Dead Poets Society.
Ooh, good one.
Oh, I would so watch that movie.
Hell yeah, that'd be good right there, buddy.
Yeah. The guy who ate the guy who ate Robin.
Oh, Captain, my captain, please stop eating the class. Oh.
At the very end scene, like you know, they're standing on their desks. There's like two kids left, and they're terrified. Standing on their desks,
shaking up there. Is he leaving? I think he's leaving.
Please make him go away. Go.
That's a good one, though.
No, I that's a well, that's a really good choice, my friend.
That's one of those movies where if it's the first 5 minutes or the last 5 minutes, like, I'm locked in. I don't give a shit. And it's just, it's perfect every single time you watch it. Follow that heat, bitches.
Okay, I'll go, because I got a good one.
All right.
I would like to replace Michael Biehn in Terminator.
Ooh. That could work.
Mr. Biehn was in
Terminator.
Yes, Jim.
That would be a very strange version of that. There's a comedian sent back in time.
That just needs to happen.
The man who ate, Mr. Biehn.
All right. I'll follow you up.
Okay.
I would replace Brad Pitt in Fight Club.
Ooh.
That's now, good, because sometimes I want to hit you as hard as I can.
Right? See? That would be funner than shit, though, because it's such an iconic role, but at the same time, knowing that Tyler Durden, you know, isn't actually there, kind of leaves it open for interpretation at that rate. Edward Norton is the main character.
Yeah.
But Brad Pitt stands out so strongly, and it's like all he is a fucking psychotic lunatic in his alter ego.
Yeah.
And that would be funner than shit to play. Just saying.
You be concerned you don't in your daily life.
Well, I try. I'm not actually here, Jim.
I was going to say, I've never...
I'm just with you.
Yeah. This is just a very long stream.
Dan is actually my psychosis manifested.
I'm his Harvey.
Oh, dude. Oh, damn. Jimmy... Jimmy Stewart, yeah.
Yep.
In Harvey. Oh, I forgot about that. That's another one.
That's a great
one. Have you guys seen that one?
Well, of course.
Well, I know you have, but James and Samantha, have you seen Harvey?
Dude.
No.
It's pretty legit.
Dude, like, it was done in what? Fuck, was it like the 50s?
It was early 60s, I want to say. Because it was in color.
Well, it could have been colorized.
I'll have to look now.
Samantha, what about you?
So I was having that phenomenon when you ask someone something and all of a sudden you've forgotten every single movie you've ever seen in your entire life.
Samantha would replace the girl in Teeth.
my knee-jerk reaction, and just because I think it would be so much fun, and I was Thank a fighter you. As well, my knee-jerk reaction was I want to replace Ronda Rousey in Expendables, just so I can be a badass.
Oh, okay, that would be badass.
That would be pretty fucking cool.
I would love it. But then I was thinking, so that's like my action. action picks, and I was like, well, what about something more serious? And I was like, maybe I would want to replace something like Angelina Jolie and Girl Interrupted.
See, that's okay. See, that I didn't even think about that. We might have to multi-genres. Expand this. Yeah.
Okay.
Because Jim,
like,
you had
comedy. I want to replace Reese Witherspoon in Election.
Ooh.
All right.
So Samantha's got three. What about your romantic one?
Ooh, okay.
Your romantic drama, not romantic comedy.
James, you already said it. It was his teeth. She would just replace her vagina. Like, it'd be like Samantha's face in her vagina.
So you essentially made it a comedy. Okay.
Well,
because you know there'd be that scene where the girl lifts up her skirt, and there's Samantha going, rah!
Oh!
Or my favorite, oh, Samantha going, zombie baby.
I hate that fucking movie.
Okay, so Jim, you've got your drama. What about your action pick?
Action-wise? Let's see here. I will say Samuel L. Jackson in fucking just about anything, because...
I've never seen that movie.
I haven't either. I've seen a lot of Sam Jackson movies.
I don't remember one called just about anything.
Fuck you, Jim.
I don't know why this was the first one that leapt to my head, because, I mean, Sam Jackson's been in so many amazing films. I mean, everything that he does is just like, I could watch the guy read the goddamn newspaper.
You want to replace him on Snakes in a Plane, don't you?
Come on, dude. He's not listening. You don't have to fucking suck his dick.
I was going to say The Long Kiss Goodnight.
Oh, good call.
Nice.
Yeah. Which is a greatly underappreciated film of Sam Jackson's, because he plays equal parts just like, you know, action hero, and he's also very funny at various points in it, that whole fucking thing. My favorite part is when Gina Davis is saying, kind of like, you know, trying to love up on him, and she's, you know, she's grabbing on his crotch and everything else, and, you know, and he's like, what the fuck is this? She's like, it's called love. Shut up and deal with it. He's like, yeah, well, here's the thing. The last time I got blown, candy bars cost a nickel. So, what the fuck's really going on here? So, again, I would say Sam Jackson, just about anything. Comedy-wise, I think I would have to say... I don't know. Now I'm doing the same thing.
You could replace Seth Rogen.
In just about anything.
Just about fucking anything.
I mean, I could go the obvious route and just say, like, you know, Kevin Smith, which is what I tell people anyway. I'm just like, oh, yeah, I used to be in those movies. I was the director, you know, my own, from Jersey or whatever. But I'd say, like, my favorite, oh, well, shit, fucking Bill Murray. I have to take Bill Murray in What About Bob?
Good one.
Oh, yeah. What's really funny is Jim saying this, and I'm picturing the movie, but replacing Jim.
I know, right?
And
baby,
it's like...
The movie called What Happened to Bob? And why is he so fat?
The Man Who Ate Bob. Whatever happened to that man who ate Bob?
Yeah. Okay, I think I've got my comedy. Actually, no. I think this is more of a Jim. Do you have a romantic drama?
I do, actually. I was gonna go Tom Hanks in Sleepless in Seattle. I just watched it, and it makes me.
The man who ate. The man who ate.
There's a reason he's sleepless in Seattle.
It's
called stomach cramps.
I'm gonna go for my romantic.
Hold on. Give Dan the props that that deserved. What was it called? Stomach cramps? Is that what you call it?
Stomach cramps.
You are a human being, and I love you for it.
Stomach cramps in Seattle.
Uncomfortable in Utah, or whatever. I don't know what the sequel would be. But...
We've renamed the episode yet again. Stomach cramps in Seattle.
I can't take credit for that. I gave it the props it deserves.
That's genius.
Oh, no.
Hungry in Houston. Cramps.
Oh. lost you.
Come back to us, please.
It's sinking in. It's sinking in.
There's Jim and his computer.
Take two, rolling sound, and action.
Good times.
So I'm just emailing like recipes, like so I can grow. I have some Nick Ryan.
It's the obesious love story.
It's a tale as old as time.
Fried stick of butter in one hand, jar of mayo.
Fried Oreo in the other.
Oh my god.
Big old platter of fried chicken dressed and covered in chocolate. Yeah. And the computer in front of him looking for love.
The movie cover for Sleepless in Seattle is Tom Hanks on one side of the country and Meg Ryan on the other. But in the middle, there's just like, this huge steaming plate of like pork rinds. Steam is kind of coming in and it makes the shape of a heart.
Oh, I love it.
The trailer would just start with Obesius breathing.
Answer give other superhero Obesius.
You've got mail, fat ass.
Hey, fuck you.
You got meat.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay, suddenly this became a porn.
So good. So good.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You can tell me, Jim.
Stomach cramps in Seattle. Mm-hmm. Coming to a Weight Watchers near you.
Executive producer Jenny Craig.
It's a cautionary tale.
It's the romance between a man and his meat.
Dan, do you have a romantic drama that you would like to start? I don't know how you're going to follow that.
I gave see, you enough time, bro. I gave you enough time.
See, and that's the thing. My mind was not on romance. My mind was on, what's an action flick I would totally take over. But yeah, now
okay,
I can't
can
stop thinking.
Okay, you can do an action flick if you've got that one.
Well, I was going to steal Tom Cruise's place in Seven Samurai. Or not Seven Samurai.
Ooh,
Last
that's a
Samurai.
Good one, yeah.
Because I would be mobbing some fucking samurai gear, and that would be badass in and of itself.
Then you'd have an awesome near death experience,
right? Be legit.
It's funny. It's funny how the Last Samurai was a white Scientologist. Like I never would have.
It's unfortunate. There is no doubt.
Really? Like, no more. No more.
All right, that's it. Fucking call it.
Okay, so
moving on.
You've got an action. Your first one was a drama?
Really, it was Fight Club.
Fight Club. Yeah, that's kind of a drama.
Kind
of. So we need a comedy.
All right.
And a romantic drama.
Me personally, comedy. I would probably swap places with Jeff Daniels in Dumb and Dumber.
Really,
well
you go
done.
Jeff Daniels and not Jim Carrey?
You see, I would steal Jim Carrey, but honestly, Jeff Daniels has the most epic scene in that movie.
The shitting scene?
The turbo lax broken toilet scene. And that in and of itself would be just...
What does it say about us that we all knew what scene you were talking about?
Immediately.
Because
immediately.
You are my people.
You need new people.
Let's face it. All of us together, we think of two things: coming and going.
Coming and going. Do you think
romantic,
it's a superpower?
Romantic drama.
Romantic drama. See, now there's.
I know it's tough because like romance movies tend to be romantic comedy.
Yeah, tend to be. So it's like I'm hard pressed to find one that's genuinely a romantic drama.
I had to go through a lot of IMDb pages and stuff and lists, but if you need a minute, I have mine.
Oh, please do. Because I may actually have to look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, as far as romantic.
I'm just going to run over to my movie library.
Now, The Princess Bride was listed under romantic drama, but I don't think it would.
It's a romantic comedy.
Right. I don't classify it as that. But
I would say a dramedy. It's a combo, too, because it's equal parts, I would say.
But I would go with Carey Mulligan as Daisy Buchanan in The Great Gatsby.
Ooh, damn.
That's fair.
Yeah, don't have anything funny to say about that, do we, guys?
Fuck you.
That's doesn't it feel good to say it out loud? I'm gonna make sure that this is the fucking name of the goddamn show. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
I'm sorry, stomach cramps in Seattle gets it.
It's been hard to beat.
Jim.
Now, I have not done a comedy yet, so if you guys have another comedy, I'm looking for one. I'm looking for, like, the perfect one. Because, dear God, there's so many going through my head.
Jim hasn't done a romantic drama yet. Mm. Oh, no, yes, he did. He did.
Oh, yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, I did Stomach Cramps in Seattle.
Great movie. Fucking five stars and two sandwiches in each hand.
Two sandwich
fingers,
babe.
Two sandwich hands.
All right.
What you got, Sam?
I found my comedy. I'm going to do a little gender bending for you. I want to replace Nick Frost in Hot Fuzz.
Ooh.
Nice.
there's that you couldn't kind of twist that into a female role. I think that would work.
No, that'd totally work, yeah.
I was thinking Simon Pegg because he has that, like, great turnaround at the end, but Nick Frost just has a lot of the better lines.
Yeah.
So I could be the girl who ate the guy who ate Nick Frost.
And the movie would be called Hot Fudge.
All right, so mine is
double feature.
Show. Yeah.
I'm going to go see that double feature, Stomach Cramps in Seattle, followed by Hot Fudge.
All right.
Sponsored by Big Lox.
Simon Strata.
All right. I got it.
Dan's got his romantic drama.
I figured it out because I was looking through the list trying to get kind of a feel for what romantic dramas are. I would replace Mel Gibson in, oh, fuck, I'm having a hell of a time remembering the goddamn name of it now. It's Forever Young.
Oh, good one.
Oh, my God.
Well
done,
sir.
Forever Young.
Or Late for Dinner. Whatever
Forever Young.
The man who ate Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Give me back my money.
Forever Hungry.
Forever Hungry.
Okay, I've got my drama. I've got my romantic movie. And I'm going to have to think about my comedy here, but for my dramatic one, I want to replace...
Dead.
Yes. God, you know me so well. I want to
replace...
I want to replace...
In Ginger Dead Man.
I want to replace Billy Bob Thornton in Sling Blade.
Mm-hmm. I reckon. Okay. Well, I sure would like the way you talk.
Why? That's an iconic fucking role, dude.
It is.
I'm fixing to kill you.
Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things where it just basically shows that Hollywood will give you a fucking Oscar if you play somebody with Down syndrome. Like, every person that
is... Gilbert.
But see, I won't make the mistake. I won't go full tard.
You're not going to go full retard?
Nobody goes full retard.
Come on. Don't say those words.
That's
for my romantic drama, it's a small role. But it's amazing. I want to replace Kevin Smith as Silent Bob in Chasing Amy. Just for that speech.
That's fair.
Yes.
That's fair.
The part about that whole thing is when they're sitting there in the booth, and he looks over at Jay and he's like, you know, everything you don't know about me, I can just about shoehorn in the Grand fucking Canyon. Like, that's a great, brilliant line.
Yeah.
All right. Quick change up. Now, who would you replace in a horror movie? Nope. We've
horror.
Completely...
Kane Hodder in Friday the 13th.
Ooh. I knew it.
Oh, God damn it, I wanted that one. All right. James is the new Jason or whatever.
Jim will replace Gary Busey and Ginger Deadman.
No, it's an obvious choice, and I can't take that one. I mean, I want to, I can't. God, you're an asshole. shit. Okay. Who would I pick for a fucking horror movie?
I have mine.
Gunnar Hansen as Leatherface?
No. No.
Robert Englund?
But I don't want to.
I got mine if y'all are still looking or thinking.
Go for it, Dan.
Doug Bradley, Hellraiser.
Oh, shit! That's...
fucking fuck. Mm. Fuck you both.
None of us are happy about our horror movie cheats. Wait, can Jim gender bend? Because I know exactly who he'd play.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure.
Funny. Jim's got a vagina. Whatever.
Look out for Menstrata.
Sleepaway Camp 2.
No, I was going to say Angela from Sleepaway Camp Part 2. Angela Baker was the name of the character, who was actually played by...
Pamela Springsteen.
Pamela Springsteen, yes. Which is so funny because if you ever walk past this VHS movie, the rental store, or like a Blockbuster or whatever, you look Estefez and... Springsteen, like, you know, who the fuck? I gotta watch this movie. And they're like, oh no, it's like Renee fucking and Pamela Springsteen. They're like distant relatives, but they're just gonna use that to the umpteenth degree. I shit you guys not, I have seen that movie so many goddamn times. I have committed to memory. So even if I have a stroke and I'm unable to speak, I can still in my head watch that movie. From beginning to fucking end, even with all the sound effects, even with I watch it with the director's commentary. I don't know what it is about this fucking movie, but I'm hooked in deep. It's the tits, mostly it's the tits. But aside from that, I mean,
well, you know, that's important.
Okay, Samantha, real quick, because we are over time here.
Over time. Yeah, I was thinking about Benicio del Toro, Wolfman.
Ooh.
Going for
I
a classic movie monster. I can dig that.
Werewolves.
See,
werewolves
if I was going to go classic, Bela Lugosi as Dracula.
See, and if I was going to go werewolf, I would swap out London from David.
American Werewolf
in London?
Yes, but I'm trying to remember his actual name.
Fuck him. His name's
Fuck
David.
Him. Yeah, American Werewolf in London. I would swap him out because... Yeah.
I feel like this conversation needs to continue, but unfortunately today is not the day, so we might have to think about this more and maybe over the course of the week brainstorm some more what if questions and
so I prefer the what ifs.
We should do a Mary Fuck Kill episode.
Oh hell
but we
yeah.
We need more than just that.
Well,
true.
Sure,
but at the same time,
know,
those are good questions.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. Let's brainstorm it. Yes.
We just jerked off for an hour and a half talking about literally nothing.
Yep.
So
well, that's what we do every fucking week.
Yeah.
We had to actually have a built-in, you know, thing to talk about. So let's sweat it. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
And on that note,
stomach pains in Seattle, baby.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.